You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, live in San Diego, California. Thank you. God bless you. I'm going to give you a number if you'd like to call in and you need prayer. 760-315-1967. Do call in if you need prayer and need encouragement. I want to open up in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your loving kindness and for thy mercies that are new every day. Father, we worship you and praise you and give you glory and honor. Father, we just thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Father, I pray right now for every single person that is listening. I pray that you encourage, strengthen, uplift, build them up. Encourage them, Father. Build a shield around and about your people, Lord God. Help them, Lord, to know that you are the God that is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even begin to think or ask. We thank you, Father, for this program today. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. Continue to move. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I want to thank God for all his goodness and mercy, and I want to thank God. I had the wonderful opportunity to go back to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and last week was a pre-recorded program. This week we are live, and thank you for tuning in last week for those that listened last week. We had a terrible, tragic accident of my assistant, Beverly Mays, her niece, who was killed in a tragic accident of 17 years old only, and her little niece also was only 6 years old, and she was in critical condition at the hospital, but God has done a miracle. And sometimes we don't understand why these things happen, but through all of that, over 45 people received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And thank God, he heard our prayers. Little Gracie is out of the intensive care unit. She is now in another room, and she now is opened up her eyes. She is now eating, and by God's grace, she's getting stronger every day that goes by. So I want to thank all those that helped us and prayed through that tragic, terrible accident. And just as God moved in his power, there's a portion of scripture in Psalms 102. It says here, reading in verse 1, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily." I want you to know today that God hears our prayers. I also had the wonderful, amazing opportunity to see some wonderful friends of way back, years back, of 20, 25, and 30 years back. It was so good to spend time. And, you know, Scott, God bless you. If you're listening, God bless you. You were so kind to us. And I just can't thank you enough for your kindness. And what a joy to see Corey and Joe and many others, and Pastor Mark and Debbie, thank you, and Darren Carroll and Pastor Darren and Pastor Gloria, God bless you, and just wonderful friends. What a joy, what a blessing it was to see wonderful people. You know, sometimes in our life we don't understand why these things happen. And this portion of scripture that was in Psalms 102 is a psalm that was written by David, King David, who began to weep and cry. And I want to encourage you and motivate you to pray. Our number again, 760-315-1967. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and we are building our prayer mountain. And I want to encourage you, and I want to motivate you, Christians, to pray, pray, pray. We can change our entire world. We can change our circumstance. It's funny, I was talking to another one of my assistants, Jill Campbell, and as we were sitting there talking about prayer and the comfort of prayer, and all around us, there are circumstances and situations that happen in each one of our lives. And, you know, she had made me kind of giggle because she said, you know, it's amazing how prayer, now Jill is a prayer warrior, how when you pray and you pray and you pray in the Holy Spirit and you pray, 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 she said, you know, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of craziness and tragic, just trial after trial and opposition, it's like, It's like God brings a comfort that many do not understand. And as we learn how to pray in the Holy Spirit, realizing that we have been given the authority where we are able to bind the forces of Satan, not only in people, in communities, and even in the nation. However, because, you know, Satan, he is a liar. He has always been a liar. He is the father of all lies. He tries to convince us that he is in control. But as we learn to fast and pray and exercise our rightful spiritual authority, Satan and his forces must yield to the will of God. How important it is for us to know and understand the importance of prayer. There is no way that we're going to see the will of God accomplished in our lives and in our ministry if we do not learn how to pray. You know, I have to tell you, yet as I started, you know, as I started my ministry years back, and as my first ministry was a woman's Christian home, you know what? I could not change the circumstances. I could not change the women's hearts. First of all, I had to learn how to have, I said, Lord, you've got to give me a desire to pray because you've got to change my life first. Give me a desire to pray. Why? What prayer accomplishes is amazing. And that first desire is I had to want to pray. You know, God has created us in such a way that we need to know the purpose and the benefit of something. If we're going to be motivated to work for anything, that thing, whether it's ministry, whether it's to our home, whether it's our children, whether it's, you know, our nation, no matter what it is, although we may not like it, you know what? We are not able to change easily. We need a miracle. If we actually realize the benefits of prayer, we would have been praying long before now. Motivation works on the basis of desire. You know, whatever you're motivated for, you are able. You have that desire. Something inside of you says, I'm going to do it. You know, those that like to run, they get up, they have a desire. There's something inside of them that says, oh, they look at those shoes, those Nike tennis shoes on the side, and they say, you know what, I'm going to put on those shoes today, and I'm going to run today. They get on those shoes. They have a motivation. They have a desire inside, motivated to run. Whatever your heart desires is what you do. But I want to encourage you today, set your priorities first. Set your priorities in Christ. For someone to pray, he must learn to desire prayer. For him to pray, as the scripture requires, we must develop a great desire to pray. How can you develop a great desire to pray? You must see the eternal and the temporal benefits of prayer. Prayer produces power. Listen to me. Prayer produces power. You cannot do it by yourself. I don't care who you are. You can't change your circumstance by yourself. Oh, you can try. You can't change your teenager. Hello? Listen to me. I've raised two teenagers. There are times where I wanted to kill them and tell God that they died because you cannot change their hearts. You cannot change their desires. The enemy is all around us. And when we understand the power and the authority and the dominion that God has given us through the power of prayer, we can change every circumstance of our lives. When we look in the Bible, we can see powerful prayers. In the ministry of Moses, we can see a man who had power in prayer. He could speak with authority, not only to the enemies of God, but also to God's people. When he prayed, plagues came to Egypt. When he prayed, the Red Sea opened before Israel. How did Moses develop his powerful prayer? How? Moses developed a life of prayer. Joshua saw the mighty hand of God through his life and ministry. How? He knew the will and the strategy of God in battle. Therefore, How come mighty cities fell before the untrained army that he led? How did Joshua develop so much power with God? He had learned to pray. While Moses was praying on the mountain, Joshua spent the night at the foot of the mountain in prayer. When Moses departed, God had a trained leader who was familiar with prayer, Joshua. King David. David was a man given to prayer. When he was anointed king of Israel, Saul was still on the throne. David could have been discouraged by the fact that, you know what, only a few had recognized his kingship. Yet power brought him to a place of trust. He waited for the Lord to place him on Israel's physical throne. Why? David was strong enough in his relationship with the Lord that he did not kill Saul when he had the opportunity over and over and over. David had the opportunity to kill King Saul, but he did not. After Saul's death, David's first action was as the recognized king of Israel was to bring back the Ark of the Covenant to his rightful place at the center of Israel's worship. Why? When we look at the power in the kingdom of the life of David, we can see the source of his power was a life of prayer. You and I must learn how to pray. God wants to hear you cry out to him. God loves you. God cares about you. There is no problem in your life that is too hard for God. Yes, you may not see that circumstance change right away. You may not even see the circumstance change, but you can have the power and the ability and the wisdom and the authority to make it through that very tormented place of that trial, that circumstance, that situation. One thing that I have learned in my life, you know what? Every single person, I don't care who they are, what country they are in, whether they are Spanish, whether they are from Iraq, whether they're from Israel, whether they're from America, whether they're from Brazil, Argentina, whether they're from Germany, whether they're from Europe, they need Jesus in their life, and they need a miracle of prayer in their life. Prayer produces power, power to accomplish, power to succeed, power to bring comfort, power to bring healing, power to bring restoration. God is not a God that is deaf. God is not a God that is blind. God answers our prayers. God loves you. People ask me, Dr. Luana, why are you believing God to build a prayer mountain in the heart of San Diego County? I'll tell you why. Because I have been through trial after trial. I have been through brokenness. I have been through tragic betrayal. I have been through cancer. I am a single mother. I have raised two amazing children. I have seen sickness. I have seen brokenness. I have had my heart broken so bad. I have put my pillow filled with tears, and only God can bring healing. Don't leave. Come right back. I'm going to a commercial, and I will be right back. God bless you.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming back. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and we have a prayer line for you, 760-315-1967. You can call in if you need prayer. Thank you so much. God bless you. 760-315-1967. If you need prayer of any kind, we are standing by. We want to lead you in prayer. If you're listening to my program today, and maybe you have been through trials and circumstances and heartaches, and you're trying to figure out, Lord, how am I ever going to get through this crazy mess? I want you to know today that God loves you. Jesus is madly in love with you. He cares about you. I tell you, all through this Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, I read of circumstances and situation of those that have been broken, of those that have been betrayed, of those that have been hurt. All through this Bible, there is hope and restoration. You know, Elijah was the prophet of God during one of the worst times in the history of Israel. At that time, Israel had turned to the worship of Baal. Elijah prayed powerfully, challenging the prophets of Baal. When we remember the story of Elijah, I'm telling you, we can think of his power, but we must see the source of that power. Elijah was a man of prayer. He would spend hours and even days in prayer. This is why Elijah was taken up in the whirlwind by the chariot of fire. The sons of the prophet, they looked for him. Why? On the mountaintops of Israel. God teaches us that he will answer our prayers. You're listening to my program today and you say, you know what, Dr. Luana, my life's a train wreck. It's a mess. I'm a mean wife. I can't even stand my husband. You know what? Pray. If you start looking at the blessings that God has given you, rather than being critical or mean, God could bring a blessing to your life. Maybe you're listening to my program today and you say, my kids are a mess. I can't even stand being their parents. Stop it. Children are a gift from God. God can help you with your children. You bore those children, and if you remember the first time your eyes beheld their beauty as they came out of that womb, oh, their little smiles, you loved them with all your heart. Yes, circumstance happened. Yes, they grow up. But maybe we should take a look at what you did and how what you did to train them up in the Lord. Did you train them up in the Lord, or did the world come in and surround you in darkness? We have to take time and watch what we are doing. Are we leading our children according to God's command? Are we leading according to our own feelings and emotions? Maybe you're listening to my program today and you're married to somebody and you say, you know what? I just want to have an affair on my husband. I just want to have an affair on my wife. Stop that. Stop it right now. You know what? The devil is a liar. Why don't you pray? Why don't you ask God to restore your life? Ask God to give you dignity and character. God loves you and cares a lot about you. Some of you are listening to my program today, and I know I've been in ministry for almost over 30 some years now, and I want you to know, I know there are circumstances and situations that are far beyond my understanding. There are situations. We had one precious young lady who'd been married to a man who had had an affair over and over and over and over and over and over again on his wife, and she was so broken and in a state of despair. When she came to see me, she was so hurt and broken, as this man had not cared about her. And she had a pastor that asked her, what are you doing to cause him to have an affair? That is ridiculous. That precious woman should have left him a long time ago. Now, I am not a promoter of divorce, but I also know that you and I cannot change a circumstance. But when a man or a woman is unfaithful to their husband or wife, you do not have to be bound to that demonic force of betrayal ever. Not in this day and age, where AIDS and every sexual disease is so easily transmitted from one person to another. God loves you. You are important to him. God cares about you. And we are living in the last days. And like never before, saints, we must pray. Why am I building a prayer mountain? because we cannot change some circumstances. You cannot. You have talked till you are blue in the face to your children. You have talked till you're blue in the face to that situation. And you realize, you know what? In your natural, you cannot change it. God called Moses. Moses couldn't change the children of Israel. Moses tried over and over. Listen, guys, you got to listen. He couldn't change the stubbornness of their heart, no matter what he did. But Moses prayed. God used Moses to bring the children of Israel out of a circumstance. Why? So that today you and I could have the blood covenant of Jesus Christ, the born King of Kings, Lord of Lords, born of the Virgin Mary, walked upon the earth 33 years, went to that cruel cross for one purpose, for you and I to have the ability to cry out to him so that you and I, he said, I came that you may have life more abundant. There is an abundant life for you, my dear friend. And that abundant life comes in the cross of Calvary. You and I must come to the cross. You and I must come to Jesus. You and I must cry out to him. You're listening to my program today and you are not saved. Maybe you have gone to church, but you have not served Jesus with all your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul. And this morning, you would like to give Jesus your life. Why don't you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive me of my sin. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm rebellious. I keep sinning. Lord, I cannot do this by myself. I'm hurt. I'm upset. I've been betrayed. Help me, Lord. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Did you say that prayer today with me? Why don't you do me a favor? Call me up. Call me up, 760-315-1967. Why don't you call me up and say, Dr. Luana, I said that prayer. You repented and asked Jesus to come into your heart. I want to help you in your walk with Christ. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., I have a church service at the Prayer Mountain. Oh, I'm telling you, I will tell you straight because I love you, but I will help you change. I will help you walk a new walk. I will help you in the Word of God. I will bring you the Word to help you change. Jesus loves you, and you are important. Our number is 760-315-1967. If you'd like to come out to a church service this morning, if you'd like to help me build our prayer mountain, please do. I'm telling you today with all humility, there is no other answer other than prayer. Jesus is waiting to answer you. Jesus loves you. There is no problem so hard that Jesus cannot bring healing. There is no circumstances, no valley so deep that Christ is not yet deeper. We live in a fallen world. We live in a place where darkness is all around you, but you have authority in Christ. You have dominion in the power of the Word of God and in the power of the blood of Jesus. You can conquer every situation. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Get filled with his power. Get filled with his anointing. Get your prayer language. Get filled with God's power. Get filled with his presence. Oh, come and spend time at the prayer mountain. By God's grace, we hope to build out even more so cabins for you to come and pray. We have cabins that are available. You can come and pray. You can seek God. Don't start off this year again like you did last year in your natural ability. Get on your knees. If you are not in San Diego County, if you are listening to this program across the United States or overseas into Africa or in the Philippines, and you need to pray and you can't come to the prayer mountain, then you separate a time every morning. Set that alarm. Get up and pray and seek God. He will answer you and he will bring you comfort like you've never felt. He will bring you peace like a river. The Bible says that God will give us peace whose mind is stayed on him. I don't care what your circumstances is. I don't care if you are in the midst of a storm that is beating vehemently upon your mind, your heart, your home. You can have have peace in the midst of that storm because Jesus is our rock, our refuge, our shield, and our fortress. If you're in the San Diego County, Ramona is not that far. We are 35 to 40 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, a touch from above the prayer mountain. You can log on to our website, www.atouchfromabove.org, and find out our address, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, atouchfromabove.org. Why don't you come out, spend some time to pray? God hears your prayer. If you are married to an abuser, God can bring you out of that. Abigail, God brought out of that abuse situation and gave her to King David because she was married to an abuser by the name of Nabal. He was stubborn and wouldn't listen to the word of God. He refused to obey God. God can bring you out of every circumstance. God loves you. You are important. And remember, you're the king. You are kings and priests of God. I want to encourage you today. I always share there are two types of Christians. There are those that are called to preach and those that help those that are called. You're listening to my program today, and I encourage you to help me preach the gospel. I'm praying that God would open up doors for finances so that I can preach the gospel even more so on radio throughout the United States of America. If you'd like to support our ministry, please go online at touchfromabove.org and give. You're a Christian today. There are kings and priests. We are all kings and priests, though the king always sends the priest. I say humbly before God, I'm the priest to proclaim his word. You are the king. Send me to do God's work. I promise you, I have never wavered by God's grace. I love to see people saved. We saw over 45 people saved in Colorado Springs, Colorado, during this tragic time, and God moved in his power. I want to take a moment to thank some of our sponsors. Doug Sully, if you need your web done, get it done by the best. Caldiega Technology, 760-788-1441. Steve Cole, CB Construction, if you need your house done, remodel, he is amazing. Steve Coles is a praying man, and he does excellent work. Call him, 619-306-0692, even if you just need a remodel. Phil Hiles, he cleans our pool at the Prayer Mountain. We have the largest baptismal tank in all of San Diego County. He is the best, and he does it amazing. I don't even know he exists. He is there, does the job, does a great job. 760-315-2251, and doesn't charge you an arm and a leg. I want to thank Eli, David, Don, God bless you. Bill and Melanie, thank you. Marion, God bless you. For those of you that would like to have any of this work done, whether it's your website, whether it's construction, whether it's your pool done, call, you can look on our website, www.atouchfromabove.org, and you can find this information. Tell them that Dr. Luana sent you. Get your job done. And those of you that are listening, don't forget, our prayer lines are open all the time, 760-315-1967. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and I want to encourage you today. Jesus, he is only a prayer away. God bless you. Remember, you are not forgotten. Jesus loves you. Don't settle for a hot dog when God has a steak. He loves you, young people. Jesus is madly in love with you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and tune in again next week. God bless you. Come to service this morning, 10 o'clock at the Prayer Mountain. God bless you.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 a.m. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.